From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump retreated this week on his immigration policy, but remains committed to preventing people from illegally entering the U.S. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
The president hosted about a dozen people who had family members killed by unauthorized immigrants in an event whose underlying theme seemed to be, you want to talk about family separation? We'll show you family separation.
These are the American citizens permanently separated from their loved ones.
Trump took issue with studies demonstrating immigrant populations have lower crime rates, insisting other countries are sending the United States their worst, and that once here, they're committing crimes at rates ignored by the news media, thanks to, in Trump's telling, the weakest immigration laws in the history of the world. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meantime, lawmakers consider two more immigration bills, but made no progress. Democrat Steny Hoyer, a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, spoke about Republican efforts to come up with an immigration bill.
What they did was they put a bill on that they knew would not pass and refused to put a bill on that they know will pass.
Republican House member Mark Sanford came back with America, we can agree to disagree. Kremlin officials are discussing a possible meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton when he visits Moscow next week. Bolton hopes to discuss plans for a possible summit next month between President Putin and President Trump. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing for an attack on this weekend's national elections on the ballot candidates for president and parliament. Get more. This is VOA News. UN aid agencies ramping up humanitarian operation in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah. Fighting between the government and rebel forces for control of that port continues to heat up. A report on human rights from the UN accuses the government of Venezuela of allowing security forces to carry out heinous crimes. The report documents extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July of 2015. UN human rights spokesman Ravina Shamdazani says between July 2015 and March 2017, security forces killed more than 500 people.
Witness accounts suggest that there was a pattern that took place during these operations. There were raids conducted in poor neighborhoods to arrest so-called criminals without a judicial warrant. Then there was a killing of young men who fit the profile, in some cases in their homes. And finally, the security forces would tamper with the scene so that the killings would appear to have occurred in an exchange of fire.
UN report finds Venezuelan authorities failed to promptly and effectively investigate these and other killings, as well as the excessive use of force and the killings of protesters by security forces. American comedian Tom Arnold, involved in a new anti-Trump television project, says he and the president's former personal attorney are on the same side. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There's speculation that President Trump's ex-personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, has come up with secret recordings of his former client. That's after Cohen retweeted a picture of him meeting with Tom Arnold in New York. Arnold is working on a show for Vice Media called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, tracking down rumored recordings of the president, an idea spawned by the Access Hollywood tapes released in 2016, in which the president boasted about grabbing women. Cohen, meanwhile, is under investigation by federal officials in New York. Arnold tweeted that he's teamed up with Cohen to take down Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union, shipped to the United States in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. Auto industry experts say such tariffs could negatively impact the U.S. economy as well as Europe's. In a big win for digital privacy advocates, the U.S. High Court narrowly ruled law enforcement authorities generally need a search warrant in order to collect cell phone location data used in criminal investigations. In recent years, the High Court has increasingly sided with private rights advocacy. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.